the UK says a British citizen is missing near Gaza after a music festival in the south of the country was targeted. Russell Langer from the Jewish Leadership Council says militants went to his family's home. He says several relatives, including a newborn baby, hid in a safe room.
Once the fire was set to the house, the rooms filled up with smoke and they were in there for 6 hours until eventually being rescued, having pulled the baby up to the window and pull him down every time a terrorist walked past. But otherwise, the baby wouldn't be able to breathe and wouldn't have survived the 6 hours in there.
There are reports that Hamas has taken more than 100 people hostage. This morning, the Pope called for an end to the attack, saying terrorism and war wouldn't solve any problems. More than 2,000 people have been killed after one of the deadliest earthquakes to hit Afghanistan for two decades. The 6.3 magnitude quake struck near the city of Herat in the west. 40,000 extra out-of-hours doctor's appointments are how Labour plans to deal with lengthy waiting lists if it gets into power. The party is announcing the plans at its conference in Liverpool. Here's Shadow Health Secretary Wes Streeting.
We've committed to the biggest expansion of NHS staff in history. We've committed to having a school counsellor in every primary and secondary school in the country, community mental health hubs in every community, a plan that would create 2 million more appointments a year to get the backlog down.
Parts of Scotland have had a month's worth of rainfall in the last 24 hours. An amber weather warning, meaning a potential risk to life, is in place across Angus, Perth and Kinross, Aberdeenshire, Moray and Highland. In sport, Rangers can move up to second in the Scottish Premiership if they beat St Mirren in a match just starting. Later title contenders Arsenal host defending champions Man City. That's the latest. I'm Tamsin Kent.
Thanks, Tamsin.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Looking nice today, staying dry with bright or hazy spells of sunshine developing this afternoon. Feeling warm in the sunshine for this time of year, especially with very light winds. Maximum temperatures rather comfortable, 23 degrees Celsius, your highs. Tonight's looking like this. After a fine end to the day, it will stay dry with clear spells overnight. Some mist and fog patches forming in rural spots by dawn. It's going to be a mild night, temperatures dropping to lows of a comfortable 13 degrees Celsius. And a new week for Monday, it starts looking like this. Early mist and fog patches soon clearing on Monday to leave another fine, dry day with long spells of hazy sunshine. It's going to be another warm day on Monday. Light winds taking temperatures to highs of around 22 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, I'm Sugar Babes.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Take That.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
98
FM.
Big thanks to Kev for the last couple of hours of the Sunday sessions. He also made me a lovely coffee before he went as well. He'll be back, as always, next week between 10 and 12. And you can listen again to the show or any of the shows here on Phoenix FM over at phoenixfm.com. Also catch up what's going on in and around Brentwood. Find out about your favourite presenters. And look and see some of the sporting events as well. And lots of local information on there. So welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show with myself, Tony. Sunday the 10th of October. Weekend weather's been amazing, isn't it? Looking lovely out there. Looking good for next week too. It was a mad 24 degrees Celsius yesterday. I was at Southend Seafront. And went there for the day. Ended up staying there all day right into the evening. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on. If you're out and about, I will be keeping you up to date with the traffic and travel, as always, during the show, talking of the show. loads of new music coming up the show. We got some Sugar Babes, the brand new track, Georgia Smith with Go Go Go, Madison Beer with Spinning, Timbaland, Nelly Furtado and Justin Timberlake got a track out at the moment called Keep Going Up. We'll be playing that. Bebe Rexha, David Guetta, One in a Million. Also got some Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallions with Bongos. Mad song. We'll be playing that in the second hour. Also got some brand new Zara Larsson, some David Guetta, and more Olivia Rodrigo. Loads of tracks coming out from her at the moment. Also, we look at the UK charts in the second hour. Brand new music, as always, on our New Music Sunday features. And in the first hour, looking at today's front pages. October the 10th on all the tabloids. And as I said earlier, we're keeping up to date with traffic and travel. And loads of bits and pieces in between. If you want to get in touch live on the show, you can contact me on most of the socials. Instagram is Phoenix98FM. You can Twitter, no, don't stop Twitter now, is it? X me, at DJ Tony Sat, or at Phoenix FM, hashtag Sunday Lunch, of course. If you want an email, you can email us at radio@phoenixfm.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Phoenix, or myself, Tony Smith. And you can also catch us on mixcloud.com/live/PhoenixFM. I think that's the one, isn't it? mixcloud.com/live/PhoenixFM, all one word.
It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
Kicking off with the Blessed Madonna featuring Jacob Lusk. This is Mercy. Blessed Madonna, Jacob Lusk.
Let it hit him.
All right. The music just turns me on.
I'm going in the moon lit, lit like whoa. Everything blurred, mixing all that smoke with the gray goose. Fanny bag it on the bar top, both my hands on you. Take a picture of my figure. Catch a glimpse. If you lose me, then baby, good luck. I'm the king to your checkmate. Still yours, though, baby, you've won. I'm the bubbles in your champagne. Grip me tight like you're holding your cup. I'm the keys to your car, babe. Whoa, know that you need me.
Alok, Navy Max, that was with Car Keys. Bonkers weather at the moment from October, isn't it? I hope you're all enjoying your Sunday. Lovely and warm outside at the moment. It is a whopping 22 degrees, would you believe, midday here in Brentwood. And it's going to get warmer during the day. Top temperatures today of 24 degrees and similar for the rest of the week, to be fair. Till nearly Friday. Possible chance of rain on Friday, but still holding in the 20s, double digits, so looking good. I was in South End yesterday. I do love a little trip to South End. You can have a little beer on the front and loads going on. It was rammed for some reason, mainly, I suppose, for the weather, but it was rammed. Busier than I thought than normal. And we had a great day. Went down to Shoeburyness, started off there. And then worked our way into main part of South End, which was really busy. And I was with some friends, so we were having a nice day. Then we thought we'd stay, because we got to about 6 o'clock, and we thought, you know what? We're here now. Let's watch the fireworks, because they have fireworks, if you don't know, every Saturday right through to mid-October, I think it is, they've got fireworks. It's been happening all over October as well. It's fireworks free at Southend, and they're set off on a barge, so you've got the backdrop of the ocean, so to speak, so it's quite dark. There's no light pollution, and it goes on for about 15-20 minutes. It's a really, really good display, and obviously you can see them from most of the seafront, but even if you're sitting back, you know, in one of the bars or, you know, in the amusements, you can see them from the roadside, obviously, because they go right up in the air. But really, really, really good. Great atmosphere down there last night. And the bizarre thing was, most people were walking around in shorts and T-shirts, which is just bizarre. Because I remember, I didn't go last year, but the year before I went, we had our coats, our hoods up, and all the jumpers on, long trousers, you know. And it was freezing. Everyone was drinking hot chocolates, you know. But, yeah, it was really bizarre. So enjoy the weather, whatever you may be doing. I shall be keeping you up to date with the traffic and travel. I'll be looking at that in about 15 minutes' time. I'll let you know what it's like on the roads, if you're heading that way or if you're heading out and about in Brentwood or further. We're looking at all the main routes. Still to come, we got brand new track from Kungs, teamed up with Kalita for a track called Shadows. But before that, a few ads.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers and training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit brentwoodjobsfair.eventbrite.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Valley, the Shadow of Death. Great lyrics. Let's save that one for the Halloween night. Kungs and Carlita at Shadows, 22 past the hour, 12 o'clock. Welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony.
The volume, up the volume.
Dance. Trance, Clubland, and more.
That's what's up. That's about it.
Great year, this one, Belters Only. Latest offering is called Forever, for EVA, Forever. As we say in Essex.
I would call you up every Saturday night, and we both stay out till the morning light, and we sang.
I would call you up every Saturday.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look. Loads of traffic at the moment currently in Essex. Let's start off with central Brentwood. It's busy in Brentwood. You've got lights around by the high streets and coming into High Street. High Street is busy today, as is the Ingrove Road and the Ongar Road. All coping well, but busy. If you're heading out and you've got a certain time to be there, you want to add some extra time if you're heading through central Brentwood. Down on Cricketers Lane, you've got a new road layout there on the A128 Brentwood Road. Not causing too many problems at the moment, but peak time. It will cause some queuing traffic. Looking towards the A10-23, that's the road coming on to our junction 28 of the A12, then 25 junction. It is busy there as well. You've got lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction currently on the M25. That's anti-clockwise at junction 28, A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays down to one lane affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. The M25 itself, junction 29, the A127 is not looking too bad. And if you're heading towards Lakeside, junction 30, the A13 is looking fairly good as well. The actual parking around Lakeside is looking okay. Normally it's really chock-a-block on a Sunday, but due to the weather, I think most people have gone out elsewhere. Mainly going to be South End. Let's have a look at that. A127 and the A13, both ways going into South End, are okay until you get to the last couple of miles. Very busy from Dawes Heath on the A127 into South End. Central Esplanade, very busy parking-wise, where people are trying to park up on the seafront. Much the same story for the A13. A13 busy. Once you clear South Benfleet, it starts to build up, and then all the way in towards the London Road, South End Sea, Westcliff, obviously, very busy there. If you're heading towards Blue Water, it's quite quiet at the moment. The A2 and the junction at Swanley, M25, which have been chock-a-block recently, are clear for a change. So if you head towards Blue Water, there and back, should have a trouble-free journey. Back towards the A12. A12 at the moment is busy, but it's not as bad as it has been. You've got one lane closed due to water main work currently on the A12 on the bypass. That's the Ingatestone bypass, which is junction 13, I believe, which is the B1002 Ingatestone. You've also, further up, you've got the speed restrictions of 40 miles an hour. Slows things down a little bit. That's because of resurfacing work been going on forever. Both ways between junction 13 and the B1002 Stock Road and Gallywood, which is the B1007. Also watch out, nighttime closures and a contraflow system in use. Once you clear that, it's looking okay all the way up to Colchester. A120, busy today, heading from Chelmsford over to the M11. Same story on the A414, although not as busy towards the M11, just really around the Chelmsford part. M11, if you're heading towards London Stansted Airport, no reported problems at the moment. A little bit busy as you're going up towards London Stansted Airport at Northwheel Bassett. I'm zooming in, but can't see what's causing it. Just sheer weight of traffic, I think. But other than that, not looking too bad. And the A406 today, as always, is busy, but it's moving. The update at 98, time is 12:32.
Let it hit on.
Heaven had a phone line. Would I be the first?
Yeah, call me back. You always want to get your hand out to the finger and thumb, don't you? Call me back. Game. Start maybe mad. Going to look at the front pages straight after this. Timbaland, Nelly Furtado, Justin Timberlake. This is their current offering called Keep Going Up.
I keep going up.
How you been, young lady? Does the feeling still drive you crazy? How you been, young lady? Does the feeling
get I've been working on my games lately.
Yeah.
I've been loving myself on a daily. Had to cut some people up and we're draining.
Say what?
I'm no longer settling, I'm afraid it.
Still got the belt, don't buckle under pressure. Jumping, still raining.
Yeah.
No, I ain't gotta tell you, you heard him saying it. But just in case y'all have forgotten, you know who you're playing with.
Looking at Timbaland, Nelly Furtado, Justin Timberlake with their latest track, Keep Going Up. Right, front pages today, the 8th of October. Yeah, the month's just going so far, so let's start off with the Sunday Times. It says hostages were dragged from their homes in Israel as families faced slaughter. The Sunday Times reports with hundreds of people killed and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declaring, we are at war. Big front page on today's Sunday Times. Sun on Sunday says David Walliams was left feeling suicidal after being dropped from Britain's Got Talent, according to court papers obtained by the Sun on Sunday. This is a story about him suing Britain's Got Talent over the leaked tapes, I suppose you'd call them, of him talking about contestants backstage, which, of course, he did. But they just leaked them. But there you go. He's feeling suicidal over that. Sunday Telegraph says Israel is now at war with the Hamas militants. The Sunday Telegraph describing this as the country's 9/11 moment. It carries a photograph of police officers escorting a terrified family to safety after a rocket fire from Gaza Strip landed nearby. Awful news, what's happening over there in Israel. And the Mail on Sunday has gone with a similar story. A 25-year-old woman was among 60 Israelis kidnapped from a peace festival. The Mail on Sunday reports that she screamed, "Don't kill me," as she was driven away by Hamas gunman. Dramatic front page. The Observer, same again, really, on the Observer. They got a picture of a tank saying hundreds die and hostages held as Hamas assault shocks Israel. And the Mirror have moved away from that story. Their front page is away from the Middle East, and it's the Sunday Mirror says Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield have healed their rift after she was the target of an alleged kidnap and murder plot. Big news this week, and it's got a picture of them on the paper. It's not a current photo. Must tell you it's a library photo from several years back looking at it. And the Sunday People says Sir Keir Starmer is unveiling a £1 billion plan to save the NHS. And that's mostly your front pages. Did I miss the Daily Star? Not got the Daily Star today. That's normally a little bit easier going, isn't it? But lots of papers mostly reporting on Israel at the moment. That's your front pages today, the 8th of October. It has gone really quick, hasn't it? It's really weird because you look outside and you forget it's October because it's so nice. I'm looking out the window at the moment and it's looking rather pleasant outside. It's sunny. And even when you go outside, it's cold in the studio because we've got the aircon on. But you go out and it's beautiful and warm. And normally this time of year, you'd be deciding what jumper to put on and do you need your raincoat, etc. etc. But bizarre weather. Hope you're enjoying it. If you're doing anything special, don't forget you can drop me a line, radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can catch me on any of the socials. Don't forget hashtag the Sunday Lunch. Well, I was talking about Sugar Babes. They got a brand new track out. We played it a couple of weeks back when it debuted, but it's still a great track. We're playing it now. It's called When the Rain Comes. Well, let's hope it doesn't.
For celebration, yeah, we all have some fun. But who's gonna be here when the party's done? Yeah, you can talk all that big talk, but tell me, can you back it up? Really, all I wanna feel is grown up love,
not just the days where we stood.
Come for the ride, but I need you here in the dark and the light.
Got some Night Archives on its way with Bad Girls straight after these.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Sunday Lunch.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Big up to all me rude gals. No archives, bad gals. Sudden ending, I was waiting for it. I was there on the trigger. Normally catches me out.
My girl wants to
Time to crank it up. Party all the time. Hannah Lang and HBRR. Who doesn't want to party all the time? Unless you're getting a bit older like me and, and the back's gone, so you have to kind of, have extra lie-in before you can party the next day. Let's go have a look at some of the albums, some big albums out this week. Pink Floyd's and Roger Waters released The Dark Side of the Moon Redux this week. It's home take, really, on the group's iconic Dark Side of the Moon LP, released back in 1973. That peaked at number two. The original album saw Waters, alongside then bandmates David Gilmour, Richard Wright and Nick Mason, break sonic ground with tracks like Time, Money and the Sid Barrett-inspired Brain Damage. Brilliant, brilliant album. DJ and producer Joel Corry, having a fantastic year, he unleashes Another Friday Night. It's a collection of back-to-back bangers, including number one Eminem K collaboration Head and Heart, which got to the UK charts number one for a couple of weeks, I remember. And Tom Grennan and current Rita Ora team up on Drinking as well on the album. In celebration of National Album Day 2023, that is on October the 14th, which this year honours some classic 90s records. And funny enough, we were talking about 90s with the missus the other day. Lots and lots of comebacks from 90s bands at the moment. S Club issue is called Best Greatest Hits of S Club 7. With the word best at the start. On vinyl, for the very first time ever this week, the hits compilation peaked at number two in its original release date of 2003, and coincides with Tina Barrett, John Lee, Brady McIntosh, I think it is, Rachel Stevens, of course, and Joe Amira's The Good Times Tour, which kicks off in Manchester this week. I think it's the 12th, if memory serves me correct. Should we have a little bit of S Club 7? That's just magic around. A few little clicks, and there we go. There's one. Oh, yeah. Bring it all back. It is bringing it all back. Back to the 90s. We'll have a bit of this, shall we?
Don't you know it's true? I have to say that love.
to do a 90s inspired Sunday lunch in the coming months. What do you think? Drop us a line. Let me know your thoughts.
Bring it all back to you.
Bring it all back now.
Dream of falling in love. Anything you've been thinking of. When the world seems to get too tough. Bring it all back to you.
Go, bad idea, right? See, afternoon's got brand new Jazzy lined up, ready to go.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.